Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ira Winderman covers the Miami Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel, and he's in Los Angeles. Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Hello, Ira.
So I need to text you a dollar in order to talk? Okay, I'll Venmo it out to you right now.
Look at you with the Venmo. Somebody has a college student kid. Is your kid still in college or did he graduate?
No, Jake is still in college. He's actually at the NCAA tournament in Dallas right now covering the Gators. So he was there for the victory over St. Bonaventure yesterday, and he will be there working for ESPN Gainesville for the game tomorrow against Texas Tech.
Yeah, I think I saw you tweet out a picture where you could see him on like the telecast where he was typing away just like his old man, Ira.
Yeah, it was like, wow, that's what I looked like 30 years ago. I mean, 20 years ago. It's just crazy. So, yeah, he's decided to go into a low-paying profession also, and I'm so proud of him.
Well, good for him. Were you able to watch the UM game yesterday afternoon? Or morning,
yeah,
I guess, for you?
I did catch it. I was going back and forth with the people at True TV about how it's not available, but I was able to use one of my cable television apps to get to it, and you know, that's the thing. When you create an opening, when you don't, you know, slam your foot on the door, when you don't, whatever cliche you want to say, you know, make it so it's not a close game. I hate college basketball with the free throws, with the one and one at the end, with the just foul to the end and drag the game out, because there are kids who are nervous at the end who miss free throws. But I hate it comes down to that. But again, I would put it this way. If UM was just going to win one game, and I'm not so sure they were much better than that anyway, I think it created a moment for Loyola Chicago that was much greater than, honestly, I think any moment the Canes would have created in this tournament.
Ira, do you enjoy watching college basketball because how, you know, heavy you follow the NBA?
Anyone who says, oh, the college game is better is a bunch of buffoons. And same thing in college football. It has the built-in atmosphere. There is nothing like you go to a college game, you have the bands, the cheering sections. You know, you have what you lack in so many NBA regular season games. But the quality of play is off. The zone defense just mucks up the game so much. And the fouling at the end, that I don't think it's a very clean game. So I think what happens when you get these upsets is you just see another team sort of mess it up for the other guys and make it an ugly game, you know, like North Carolina State did under Jim Valvano when they just fouled their way to a championship. It's not the best optics, but there is nothing, as you know, Channing, even from college football, nothing like the feeling of a college atmosphere.
What about Lonnie Walker? We've talked with you about him before. I think it was you that said to us, doesn't matter what your performance is in a college basketball season, you don't lose your draft stock like you do in the NFL. Lonnie Walker, I mean, it was just a brutal end to the game. Is he a NBA caliber talent?
Oh, he's a lottery pick. He's still going to be a lottery pick.
He's a lottery pick.
Maybe I'm wrong and maybe that changes, but that's what these guys do. They put projections on players. DeAndre Ayton yesterday, obviously Arizona and my bracket out early of the tournament. But that one game is not going to change what people have seen from him. Again, the scouting of these players for the NBA draft does not begin in college. It doesn't even begin in high school. These guys are out anywhere and everywhere looking at these kids, building up their resumes, their dossiers on the kids. So I think he'll be fine. I mean, yes, he will go. I don't even think he will have to play in the NBA Combine, but he'll go, he'll do his interviews, he'll do his workouts. And if he has the pedigree that everyone said, I think he'll come out of this fine. And honestly, I think some of the NBA people might even say it was more a product of the team he was on than necessarily the player.
Boy, he did not look like the future NBA lottery pick taking over a game at the end. It was like the opposite.
An NBA lottery pick goes out to 14. There's a bunch of NBA.
No, I understand.
the thing about the NBA draft is, unless you're a top five pick, there's no guarantee of all-star anyway. And most players selected 10 through 20 become career contributors, but not career stars. So don't get caught up when I say lottery pick. Lottery pick doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a Hall of Famer or an all-star. What it means is we think you can contribute.
Ira Winderman is with us. Heat in Los Angeles tonight. I asked Crowder in the last segment, what does just how things have changed. What does it mean? A Friday night in Los Angeles, Lakers and Heat. Is there anything?
There's not the buzz, one, because of the timing, because it is all about the tournament, because everyone is watching their little TVs on the side, and everyone will be arriving with a late start, already buzzing about Marshall's victory, and Hassan Whiteside will probably be crowing about that. So it is a little different. But I got to tell you, the Lakers are a team on the rise, and they have been playing great. I think 9 of 11, their last home games they've won. They have made themselves the attractive young team with Lonzo Ball and with Julius Randle, if they can keep him, and the players they have here right now. They were fascinating studies. So I think they're the kind of team that we're going forward. When you look at where the free agents want to play, you can always see this, Hawk, every time I'm out here. Being with the Lakers is so different than being with the Clippers. The Clippers had that little bitty window with Doc Rivers and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin where maybe they could have made their move, and that window has slammed shut. No Chris Paul, no Blake Griffin, and I think pretty soon, no Doc Rivers. I think the Lakers are very, very close to becoming, again, the elite without question team in L.A.
Hey, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I don't think the Heat, if they do make the playoffs, are going that deep. But what do you want to see? Like, what more do you need to see out of a player or a side of the ball, offensively, defensively? What do you need to see out of the Heat the remainder of this season?
You know what, guys? I think they are who they are. And I think they are who we thought they were all season, a 42-win team, maybe 43, 44, go to the first round of the playoffs, which they'll be gifted. I mean, it's crazy. I honestly believe if the Heat do not win a single game the rest of the year, they still have a good chance of making the playoffs because Detroit has been so awful. What the Heat have shown us is they're a bunch of middling, mid-level, mid-tier players in desperate need of a star, and you see that right now with Dwayne Wade being out, that they don't have that guy at the end of these games, like at the end of Sacramento, to make a shot before a 24-second violation, at the end of Portland, when you get within three. They are desperate, desperate, desperate for a star, and that's why I wrote in my Ask Ira today at SunSentinel.com. If someone like Andrew Wiggins does shake free, is tired of being the third wheel in Minnesota beyond Butler and beyond Karl Anthony Towns, you have to make a move for a player like that. So, Channing, I think this season script and story has already been written. This is a middling team of hardworking, energetic players that only has a reasonable upside, and that it took Dwayne Wade to help salvage the season.
Ira Winderman is with us. You read his work at the Sun Sentinel. What's the injury status for Wade and Whiteside tonight?
They are both out tonight. Very surprising. They were coming the trip with all this travel. At the end of the day, they wind up missing all three games. I totally understand it with Dwayne. When you are of that age and you get a hamstring, you don't want it to end like Kobe. You don't want to end it with a season-ending injury. You're going to take every and all amount of time you need in order to come back. I would expect him back possibly for Monday, the next game after tonight, at home against Denver, but maybe even rest. The Whiteside thing confounds me. Of the team of Alonzo Mourning and Grant Long and P.J. Brown and Keith Askins and run through a wall to play, I just don't get it. All they're listing it at is hip pain, not a strain, not a tear, not even a discernible injury. Every day on the Heat injury report, one just came now, I just posted it, it just says hip pain for Hassan Whiteside. So I think it's a little disappointing to the Heat. He wasn't out there today, and I think it'll be very disappointing if he's not out there Monday. So those two are out. Josh Richardson upgraded from doubtful to questionable. He did participate in shoot-arounds. Again, a driven player, I think he will be out there tonight.
You're confounded by Hassan Whiteside. We know from having spoken with you week after week after week. Are the Heat as well?
I think they are, and I still think they're sort of like the question Channing asked me, how do they change it, how do they improve things? I still think they're sort of, he's their get-out-of-mediocrity-free kind of card that they will put in play again in the offseason. With Adebayo, with Olynyk on the roster, I think that's their sort of key to try to upgrade and maybe make a deal, say, with Milwaukee for a Chris Middleton or someone like that. The Bucks in desperate need of size. I could see a move like that. Yeah, I think he's unbelievably confounding to them. I think he's, this team has a lineage of, we will bring you into Miami. You will see those championship banners. You will see Alonzo Mourning and Pat Riley sitting at the side at practice every day. You will be driven to do what all of our other driven players have done. And instead, he's just a different kind of player and a different kind of person. And you know what? Maybe he would be happier somewhere else also, instead of being questioned, as has come to be the case here.
Ira, we're going to play the Lakers, and, you know, the Lonzo Ball with LaVar Ball, his daddy and all. Is he good? Like, what's LaVar Ball? I mean, sorry, not LaVar Ball ceiling. He's a 2-2 guy. What is Lonzo Ball ceiling? Have you seen enough to see if he can really be one of those elite players?
Well, I'll answer both questions, because obviously LaVar Ball has already told you his ceiling is Michael Jordan, who could be one-on-one. So we know that part of the equation. As far as Lonzo Ball, I think he's going to be a great NBA player. I have seen enough players, including, and this is almost an unfair comparison, even if Magic Johnson comes in, and what was the rap on him? He couldn't hit an outside shot. He became more than efficient enough. When you have the court vision to make the pass, to grab the needed rebound, to get your team into offense, I think his shot will come around enough. At the lowest end of his upside, he's going to be Rajon Rondo, and I think, which is good enough, but I think he'll be more than that also. I think the shot, they will work in his mechanics, be able to get it to something a little bit more traditional. He's really good. There are players, just like quarterbacks, just like Tom Brady's and Roethlisberger's, that you say to yourself when you're done, wow, they controlled the game. They set the pace. I think he's that special of a player.
Ira Winderman, out in Los Angeles. You go anywhere like In-N-Out Burger or anything while you're out on the West Coast?
You know what? I'm down here at LA Live, so I'm keeping it kind of simple. Did go to Lowry's because, you know what? I felt that my arteries weren't hardened enough. So now I kind of feel better. I did get enough prime rib in there to take care of that.
All right. Channing says, you know, you're going to lose that foot. Someone else.
Don't lose that foot, Ira. Don't lose that foot.
Did you see that Panthers-Bruins game last night?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't stop. It's you know, and yet I look at the standings after, and
they can't make up
Columbus,
any ground.
Still,
it's crazy.
But the thing is, they have the games in hand. They have the 3 games in hand, I believe, on Jersey, the 2 games in hand at Columbus. It's going to come down to the very end. But again, they are, you know, still the team on the outs in ninth place, but those games in hand are huge. If they keep winning those like they're winning these, they'll be fine. But you know what? It's been unrelenting. The question's going to be this, Hawk. Do they turn into last season's Heat? Will you be sitting there at the end of the season going, wow, that was a great second half of the season, only to come up short? It really is very reminiscent of what the Heat went through last season.
I think if that happens, you'll point to the Ottawa game on Monday, right? That was the one that is just the killer?
Yeah, you know what? But you have to lose sometime. And I know that obviously the Senators aren't the team that they were last year when Eric Carlson was playing great, but it's all the game, just everything. It's like the Heat last year, they lost in Toronto and everyone pointed to that. No, it's the hole you dig more than any little blips along the way. That's the abject lesson to the Heat last season. That would be the lesson to the Panthers this season. Even though people talk about 82 games is a long season, when you're a team that's on the fringe, every game really counts. So I don't think you can point to Ottawa or point to any individual game. I think you point to the totality of when you finally got going, when Luongo finally got healthy.
Yeah, man, if they had had just a few more wins in that first half of the season,
yeah.
What a different experience this
and it's
run
not like
would be right
Harry
now.
Didn't contribute when he had
He
to,
was
you know,
great.
He had
Scary Harry Sateri brought it.
So, I mean, you know, they had their moments. It's just, again, the question of the aging star. Luongo, when he's good, is really good. But he missed a ton of time again this season. Again, it's going to be like the Heat. So what do you do next season? Do you reward the older player and stay with him like the Heat sort of did with James Johnson? Or do you say to yourself, we've got to kick it into one more gear and get a little younger? I'll be curious about that approach as well.
And Reimer last night was unbelievable. All right, Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, and obviously follow him tonight for updates on Heat Lakers as well. Thank you for making time for us, Ira.
Everyone stay up to 2 in the morning because I'm staying up to 2 in the morning. Thanks, Hawk.
Yeah, it's a late one for you. Thank you, Ira. Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.